Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I can say, my chick on the side says she got one on the way. These are my confessions.
Okay, we have a teacher confession here. We're going to keep your name anonymous, if that's cool with you.
Yep.
Do we need to change your voice?
No, that's fine.
You have a seventh grade class,
Oof.
All boys, right?
Oof. What?
Yes.
So
yes,
is it
sir.
All boys in your class or all boys school?
All boys school, all boys in my class.
All right, in seventh grade, so that's like, I'd say that's 12, 13 years old?
Yeah, exactly.
And what?
So they're giggly and immature, but it's fun.
So me.
Sounds like every date I ever go on.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And what happened?
So because they have to wear uniforms, they have to wear blazers, and blazers are left all over the school all the time. And we switch out classrooms, so I share a classroom with a bunch of other teachers, a bunch of other grades. And so there's this blazer that they were looking through to see, okay, is it mine? Did I leave it? Whatever. And while looking for the tag, they found something. And so they're all giggling, and the blazer's at the back of the room, and they're like, freaking out about this blazer. And so I didn't want to go into it. I didn't know if it was like an animal or drugs. I didn't want to be responsible. So I was like, what's in the blazer? None of them would tell me. So I'm like, okay, like, do you need to come in for detention to tell me what's in the blazer? Like, is it inappropriate? Is it illegal? One kid, this brave soul, finally goes, all right, miss, it's a bunch of condoms. And sure enough, I go into the pocket of the blazer and there is a handful of condoms.
My skin is crawling.
That's an ambitious.
Wasn't going to have that talk with a bunch of seventh graders, but it was like class was just over by that point. We weren't getting anything done after we found that.
No, those were like from his older brother's drawer, and he was
right.
Like, you guys, guess what I found?
Johnny gave me these. I think you're supposed to use them or something.
Can make water balloons.
And it's like, you have it in your blazer at an all-boys school. You're probably not using those.
Well, you know, listen, you never know. Choose who you choose.
Probably not. So,
yeah.
I swear. Real.
All right. Well, thank you for the teacher confession. We appreciate it. Have a good one.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
All right. We have another teacher confession. Do you need to remain anonymous?
Yes.
Okay. I totally understand. Do we need to change your voice?
No.
Okay. All right. So you have, this is a story about a little girl, I guess?
So I worked with a little girl who had some behavior problems. And one of my favorite moments during one of her tantrums is she grabbed a measuring tape and held it up to me like she was sizing me up. And she said, oh, look, it says you're a bitch.
Oh!
What?
Wow. How old was this girl?
She was 11 or 12 at the time.
See, this is like the Mary Poppins gone wrong, because you know when she pulls it out and she goes, practically perfect in every way. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
It took everything in me to hold it together and not laugh at that. But you better believe I died laughing later.
Did you punish her?
After she was done with her tantrum, she took a little time out.
Wow.
I can't believe you got bodied by her.
That's a good one. Well, thanks for calling in. Thanks for sharing the story.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.